You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People in Stevens Point have been receiving calls from someone saying they're an inspector general working with the Stevens Point Police Department. The caller demands that you give them your banking information to keep your money safe and to avoid criminal charges. This is a scam. There is no inspector general working with the department, and you should never give out your personal information to such a caller. If you receive a call like this, hang up. You can call the police to report the call if you wish. At a meeting in Stevens Point last night, community members and committee members discussed the possibility of adding a staffing position of a city administrator. Civic Media's Derek Tritz reports.
After backlash from the community and a guest appearance from the mayor of Superior, Wisconsin, Stevens Point will not be moving forward with plans to create a city administrator position. A personnel committee meeting was held Monday night for discussion and possible action on a city administrator role. Public input opened with Superior Mayor Jim Payne's own experience with how his residents took to a similar proposition.
During the whole conversation, the public was really furious about this, the idea of reducing their mayor, whoever that may be, to a part-time status, to not work full-time in their interest, was really offensive to the people of Superior. That referendum failed 70 to 30. It was actually a little more than 70 to 30.
Many city administrator and mayor combinations result in a reduction of the mayoral role, but this is not a prerequisite for the position and was not outlined in this meeting's memo. Payne's comments were echoed by many of the community members in attendance. A few even expressed their disagreements with the current mayor of Stevens Point, Mike Wiesa, but agreed that they did not want to weaken the mayoral role or put more of their money towards a city administrator. And there were also those who expressed support for the role despite not taking action during the meeting, like Alderperson Laura Broderick.
I don't think this is a change that we should go ahead with if we don't have support from all parties involved. And it is very clear that this has been portrayed in such a way that I don't believe that that's possible right now. And that is a shame, because I do believe that this can be an incredibly effective model of government.
While there was no action taken on the city administrator role this time, there is still a possibility that the subject will be brought up again at a later date.
A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. On Wednesday, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. These workers still have little clarity on job security after these 45 days. An estimated over 2,500 Chippewa Valley residents visited Altoona High School this weekend to hear Senator Bernie Sanders during his Fighting Oligarchy tour. On Saturday morning, Senator Sanders spoke with local residents about the Trump administration's proposal for tax cuts while pursuing cuts to programs like Medicaid, SNAP, and Social Security. Senator Sanders also called for restrictions on campaign donations as Elon Musk puts millions of dollars behind conservative Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. Heroes Cafe is back starting tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. This early morning gathering takes place for veterans and first responders at Crossview Church the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. The event begins at 7:30 a.m. at 1000 East Riverview Expressway. Enjoy a free breakfast and camaraderie on March 12th. Friends of the Niseda National Wildlife Refuge sent out an emergency letter at the end of February, issuing a call to action. As of last week, no staff have been terminated, but their credit cards have been suspended. For the Niseda National Wildlife, this means no gas for vehicles, no electricity, and no Starlink communication system to provide internet, among other necessities. In an update on March 6th, Friends of the Refuge communicated that since the 2025 budget was not decided on by October 1st last year, the refuge's ability to continue operating was extended to March 14th. The reoccurring budget resolution will be voted on this week on or before Friday. The outcome of the vote will determine whether or not the refuge has to close. The Nisida National Wildlife Refuge welcomes more than 130,000 visitors each year, bringing tourism dollars to the area and surrounding counties. Many school and scout groups visit for field trips and environmental education, and veterans come to hunt and fish with handicapped accessibility support. The refuge staff also monitor and adjust water levels to prevent downstream flooding, as well as maintain healthy habitats for wildlife and support threatened and endangered species, among other important work. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, titled the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich, back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. Lady Gaga was the host and musical act of Saturday Night Live this past weekend and took the opportunity to take a shot at her own work. In the opening monologue, Gaga joked that she was happy with the film's Razzie win, an award that goes to real stinker films. She said she doesn't mind because she likes winning things. She also promised the studio audience she would act and sing and not do Joker 3. Hard to believe Todd Phillips made something that has become that much of a joke. Speaking of SNL, Mike Myers can't seem to stay away from his old stomping grounds. The Austin Powers creator showed up again this weekend, playing Elon Musk, who complained about his wealth dropping due to the stock market, and then satirized a meeting in the Oval Office last week where Musk allegedly shouted at Marco Rubio. Myers brought down the house when he morphed into Dr. Evil while playing Musk. Definitely worth a YouTube visit. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny with a high of only 45 this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. 27 tonight, tomorrow sunshine. We bounce back to 53 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60 by Friday. We're talking highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.